quickly recap what we discussed last time. A couple things we were missing. So we just are now moving to the machlokas in the Gemara between Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashas. In a case where you're mevatel, you say you don't want this gerush anymore. You don't want to forget it. Forget the get. Forget everything. So are you chos? Can you use the get in the future? Should you decide in the future that you actually do want to go through with it? Can you use that get, or you have to draft a new one? So this we have a machlokas in the Gemara. Rav Nachman says, Rav Shesha says, Rav Nachman says chozer megarish bo, and Rav Shesha says you cannot use it again. Within the sheet of Rav Nachman, we have a machlokas Rishonim, really rooted in two different girsos, although not entirely. The Rush claims regarding it, regardless of the girsa, his sheet is correct. Whether or not the Rav Nachman agrees, Rav Nachman holds that you can mivatel the get. Or he just thinks that if you don't otherwise specify, so then it's just the shlichus which is nisbatel. The girsa that we have in our Gemara is mitoras get, mitoras shliach, nehi debatle mitoras shliach, mitoras get lo batle, which makes it sound like you just that's not what you were being mivatel. You were being mivatel the shliach, not the get. But if you then made it absolutely clear in the Rambam's lashon, you say, you know, how ain't no get liolam, anirotzish is a lo ye get liolam, or something along those lines, then it would work. That's what it sounds like from this gear. So that's indeed the position of the Tosos in Gittin and the Rambam. And then you have the position of other Rishonim, the really representative.
Would we assume that Rosh Hashanah would agree to that if that's the.
Well, Rosh Hashanah doesn't even require. Rosh Hashanah thinks whatever Rav Nachman thought didn't work, Rosh Hashanah thinks does work.
What would I'm
you,
saying if,
according to
Shizu,
Mivatel is
shlichus only.
No, Rosh Hashanah thinks called Eino
Chozer Megarish Bo. So even if Mivatel just.
So Nachman's claim is that unless you otherwise specify very clearly, if it's in the hands of the Shliach and you just say, I don't want to forget the get, so that's something which, unless you say very clearly what you mean, we're going to interpret, I think, is what you would say, as a Bittel HaShliach, not a Bittel HaGet. Rosh Hashanah thinks, no, if you say get Harezeh Batel, right, that's the Mishnah in Hashaleach. Right, Hashaleach get liyisto, v'yigiv Hashaleach v'shalach v'shalach v'amlo get shenasati l'cha batel, who are raised a batel. The question being, so there you said the get. So the Chiddush, part of the Chiddush of Rav Nachman on the view of the Rambam and the Tosos is that we interpret that, unless you absolutely are clear about this, we interpret that to be undermining the Shaleach and not the get. Whereas Rosh Hashanah probably say, no, that's you're saying get, that's what it means. If this is true, Derech Agav, Rosh Hashanah might actually think that that's not the case if you are actually just mevatel l'shliach, and I think that's a reasonable assumption. Either way, the other Rishonim, the led by the Ramban really, and the Tosos here is consistent with this as well, believe that no, he thinks you cannot be mevatel l'get. It's not that, and this really works very well with the Girsa that we have in the Gemara in Gittin, which basically says this explicitly. Nei debatle mishlichusa, or something along these lines. But mitoras get, mika batil, is it possible? No, it's not possible to mivatil the get. And this is, as I said, the position of the Ramban. And really, there are two points that we have to contend with that he raises. One is, why isn't this a maisa? So just midin asa dibramatil maisa, this would seem to be, asa dibramatil dibor, this would seem to be beyond the realm of dibor now. It's now maisa. Second, and more pressing, is the point, which is a slightly different formulation of the question, what is it that you're being mevatel here? What's shayach to be mevatel here? How is it possible to change the character of a get, which is written kol chaso, and make it an unkosher get? What is that? How can you do that? It doesn't seem like that you should have the power to do that. That's the Rishon give you two sort of examples, really, on the second point, meaning the issue of just it's not shayach lebitel, two models. They say it's similar to saying that you can be mevatel kesef from ever being able to be used for Kiddushin. It's Kesef. As long as it's Kesef, it's good for Kiddushin. It's not something that you have a say over. Or, for instance, Sefer Torah. If I write a Sefer Torah, Lishma, and it has Kiddusha Sefer Torah, so can I then say, oh, forget it? No. So, what is it that is Nitanli Levatel here? That's the question that these Rishonim have a problem with. That's why they assume you cannot be Mevatel again. So, we started to discuss, to analyze this, and I mentioned that the story clearly is going to revolve around the din of Tzivoy Baal, the fact that the get has to be written with Tzivoy Baal, because the get, you see, he does have input, at least on the side of in creating it, the input is represented by Tzivoy Baal. So what is this halacha of Tzivoy Baal? It's the Brisa and Gittin, and the Mishnah and Gittin, and Ayin Aleph and Beis, and Ayin Beis and Aleph. So I mentioned that there are, I think, three approaches in Rishonim, although generally speaking, it's generally portrayed to be two, but I think there are probably three. The first is that the tzivoy baal is required midin shlichus. This is the position of the ri, it would seem, or at least in some of the Tosas, he's mistopic about it, but the Rush assumed that we paskin this way. And indeed, this is the position of the tur and the mechaber, that you need shlichus l'ksiva, and that's the position, that's why you need tzivoy baal. In other words, the pasuk, when it says v'chasav v'nasan, so v'chasav abaal kai, referring to the Baal, therefore it's got to be Ohu O Shlucho. Right, Shlucho Shlukamoso, so fine, it's got to be Shliach, but it's got to be one or the other, either him or the Shliach, and therefore what you find with Tzivoy Baal, that's Midin Shlichus. You find other Rishonim disagree with this. Other Rishonim say that it's not the case, they have several Rayas, that you don't need Shlichus for Ksiva, there's certain Psulim that would seem to be, certain Sherin L'Chtov V'Saget, that perhaps wouldn't seem to make sense. Since it's not our topic, I'm not getting what the response to this is. I'll just note that the Ri actually thought that wasn't halacha. The fact that Cheresh Begadol Omed Og Above, Cheresh of the Kadam Begadol Omed Og Above, that's Tafkel or Shidas Rabbi Meir, who holds Eda Chasima Karsi, so the Ksiv is less significant for him. Okay. But either way, this is the Raya that many Rishonim bring, that it's not Midin Shlichlis, because you have people that are seemingly puzzled for Shlichlis that nonetheless can write the get. So they say instead, so what is this din of tzivah baal? So they say that it's midin lishma, right? That there's we require that the baal write, that the get be written, because of law, has to be lishma. So the problem in the case of tzivah baal, in the absence of tzivah baal, is that it's not lishma. Why not? So here we've noted there are two sort of formulations you find in Rishonim. One, it's just, well, lishma is simply refers to the subjective intent of the sofer. And what we're saying, it's a very technical problem. If it's not tzivoy baal, so it's not going to be quite as quality. The tent is going to be of a much lesser quality. He's not as sure. He doesn't have as much conviction that this is actually going to happen, like the Ramban says, or the Rashba's line is lo'in le'ev kokach. So once you have the behest of the baal, the instruction of the baal, and you hear it, then you're going to be paying good attention. You know it's going to happen, and you're going to really be able to focus. The alternative, which I think also you find in the Ramban and you find in the Rashba, even within the same Rashba's in the same paragraph, is that no, it's a fundamental objective point. Lishma, it's not sufficient to have the great quality. You can have the sofer can have in mind the isha, the ish, krisus. It still won't be defined as lishma unless there's tzivoy baal. And we've yet to discuss and understand this. Shonim don't explain it all that much, but we'll discuss that hopefully today. Either way, that's one group of Rishonim that think it's midin lishma. Then I thought that the Rambam, I think what we were finishing up with, is the Rambam, I think, has a third approach, which is that it's not Midin Lashma. He mentions it with Perek Beis, dealing with Lashma and Perek Gimel. And it's also, he doesn't seem to require Shlichus. He never speaks of his Shlichus. There's some Sulan who's reasoning, if he requires Shlichus, it's somewhat interesting that he doesn't just say that they're possible because of Shlichus. I'm not getting into that, but it doesn't seem like the Rambam requires Shlichus. So we suggested that instead the Rambam's Tzivoy HaBaal is perhaps Midin the character of the get as spheres divrei habal, that the get is supposed to be the baal speaking through the get. It's an expression of the baal's ratzon lagarish esayisha. This is in a sense divrei habal, sibur dvar mishemisaper habal. And for that to be the case, it has to be that you've heard, you're writing down what you've heard from the baal. It has to be the words of the baal being written down. And I mentioned that you could frame this in one of two ways. You could say this is a unique halacha regarding get. This is something that was consistent with the rush. In the Seder Ksivas Haget, Bechasimasa, I think. So he writes that he disagrees with the Rif. He saw that the Rif has the word Eich in his Tofes of Gittin, and he thinks that it's not appropriate because while it's true, it works, it makes sense for Shar Shtaros, but for Get, which is supposed to be, in his language, Sfiras Dvar Mishmasaper Habal, so that has to be Belasha on Habal. That makes sense if what we're dealing with here is Edus that is written. And that reflects what the Edom are writing, what they saw. So Eich, that makes sense. Shayach l'michtav zichron edus Eich nasez davar zeh befanenu. Aval lasha nusach haget hu sipor dvarm shabam saper shabizman hazeh hu megarish ishto lo shayach l'michtav Eich el bizman hazeh ani poni megarish ishti. So that this is sfiras divrei habal. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, it's also possible that this is something which isn't unique to get, at least. Maybe it's something which is a true of all shtaros, or at least shitrik kinyan. This is something that is consistent with what you find in the Balaam Or, the famous Balaam Or, regarding the discussion that Rishonim have. Why is Shtaros not a violation of the Klal, Mipim, and Lobim, Piksavam? So the Balaam Or's answer to this is because it's not Mipim, it's Mipiv. It's Mipi Baal Davar, it's not Hidus. It's the Baal Davar speaking. And the truth is, this is consistent, I think, in the Rambam as well. The Rambam's sort of archetype of Shtar, when he discusses it in Hilchos Mechira, is Kasav Iksav Yadav Vein Alav Edim, which, according to some, is not even a Shtar. It's a big machlokas Yishonim, but according to the Rambam, it's not only a Shtar, it's sort of the first Shtar that even comes up. So I think that's... that. I'm sorry? Yeah?
Everyone's like, explain that because every... there's like a Rambam with different gifts, so it's, every Kenyan Sudar has to be...
yeah, the din of Misha Bishtar, Kishtar, right.
Right, Bishtar, right. Kishtar. Right. He wanted to say that it's Dafka Bishtar.
Right.
Because the same way Kenyan Sudar needs Das.
Right.
So Shtar needs Das, meaning that the Baal is
right.
Das is high.
Right. Okay,
so
right.
Another,
another sort of reflection of this, yeah. Right, exactly. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but it could work well. So I think that, right, so that could be a function of Shtaros in general, get is no different here, that it has to be the Divrei HaBaal, which is being expressed in a Shtar, and for that to be the case, you have to hear it from the Baal, it has to be the Baal's, at the Baal's behest. One nafkamina, one clear manifestation of this idea, this suggestion that the Rambam is neither Shechus nor Shlishma, but a third option of this idea, is the fact that the Rambam holds, seems to paskin, the pashas, that Tzivo Baal is required for all Shtaros. If you take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Chiya Matana, so this is how he understood the din of Matana, how he could get. Others understood it differently, some more similar but slightly different, others much different. But the Rambam's understanding of it was, it seems, this. HaMatana k'get she'en adam yachal limser dvar en l'shliach. Ketzad amr l'shlosha imru l'ploni u'ploni she'yichtevu v'yachtemu b'shtar matana v'yidnu l'ploni ein zek klum. Im amr l'osa na'idim v'kasu v'nasin l'kmakaba l'okana. So it seems to Paskin there's a problem here that you need to see where Baal, you have to hear it from him. Mile lo mimserei. Also seems to be that's true even if Omer Imru. So that seems to be implying that you need to see where Baal. So how does that work? Right, if it's midin l'shma, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, the shtaros don't require l'shma, right? You have three things which require l'shma: get shtar, kiddush shtar, and get shuchur. But other shtaros certainly do not. So that wouldn't seem to make sense. And if it's mishum shlichus, so shtar requires you require it has to be the dafka the baal shtar who's writing the shtar. It has to be him. I mean, if you get, you maybe could say this because it says v'kasav. Why would you say this in shlichus? And until now, we never heard this before. So this is a serious issue, and the truth is that... so I sent out Numakoros. Right, that you find basically two responses to this within the Rambam. Rav Chaim was convinced, for whatever reason, that the Rambam also holds that it's midin l'shma. Everybody agrees he thinks it's l'shma. Even if it's shlichus, the reason you need shlichus is just for the l'shma purpose. What do you do with the fact that he seems to require? So he reinterprets his Rambam. He says that the Rambam is not midin tzivoy baal, it's midin kpedas baal. Meaning the baal seems to imply specifically that he wants these people to write it, and not anybody else. It's a difficult argument to make. The Nesivos actually, who's also bothered by this whole thing, right? This is the Nesivos, this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Nesivos writes, "V'after shtar matana lo bai l'shma v'im kain b'amar lam t'nu shtar matana l'ploni mechatesi lo yuchshar kishakaz alach v'kaspumu." Oh, I skipped it. So he actually raises that possibility, and he thinks that it's not really viable. So the Nesivos actually based on this Rambam is mechadish that actually in general we do require shlichus. So he held that it is midin shlichus and not l'shma primarily because of this. And then in addition he was mechadish that in fact you actually need shlichus b'shar shtaros, a chiddush which I think you don't find otherwise. But the simple.
Where's
the time
for this?
I think it's Ishus Vav Tes, maybe? I don't recall. Exactly, but I think it's around there. But the simple way to explain this, I think, is the way that we're explaining it. That it's Midin Sfiros Divrei Baal HaShtar. This is supposed to be the Baal HaShtar's words, is Ratzon encapsulated in the Shtar. And if that's the case, so then it needs to be at his behest. Simple as that. All right. So, okay, so that's the three perspectives. Now we come back to the question of Bittul HaGet. So now we want to analyze this issue, can you be Mevatel the Get? The two objections that were raised, two slightly different formulations, that A, isn't this a Maisa already? And B, What is it even that is nitan lisbatal? What is here that is something that is a candidate to be nisbatal? How is this different, you know, being mevatal something from being considered money? Right? So those are the two issues. So we want to now analyze and understand this machlokes in light of these three perspectives regarding tzivoy baal. So first let's start with shlichus. First thing to note is that the second question is not really a question now. Meaning the question, what is it that you're is subject to bittul here? So the answer would seem to be pretty straightforward. It's shlichus. I mean, it's the same shlichus that Rabbi Yochanan thinks is something you can be mevatel if you hold asid mevatel dibur. Rabbi Yochanan, he thinks you can be mevatel. So that's what we're discussing here. We're talking about shlichus. Tzivoy baal was he's appointing a shliach. So you're being mevatel the shlichus. However, the second point, or I should say, the first point, right? Isn't this already a maisa? That becomes a very strong question, right?
The get is written.
That becomes a very strong question. Meaning, the point is that it's not. Meaning, what's the difference between this case and mammon? Well, that's now you understand very well because mammon had nothing to do with shlichus. We know that Rabbi Yochanan thinks you can be mevatel shlichus. So the in other words, in terms of what's subject to bittul here, the answer is shlichus, just like any other case. The question, however, is isn't this a maisa? That's what I'm saying.
After ksivas haget, isn't the shlichus like what's nitan bittul?
The shlichus. That's the right. So that's that. Now the question is, isn't it? In other words, let me reformulate. It would seem this is too late. He's already done the shlichus, right? As far as this is concerned, we seem to have good evidence that we can't. You can't be mevatel shlichus at least once it's done. Meaning, there's two issues here. One is, can mevatel shlichus that it'll undermine it l'mafreya, be ochre the shlichus l'mafreya, so that he never was a shliach? So that's a question. Maybe we discussed it. Actually, mentioned it. Maybe one could ask. It's a chiddush to say it, but perhaps. But the second point you need to say is not only can you do that, but you can do it even after it's already been chal, even after the shlichus has already been executed. That we have a raya against. What's that? Okay, but you can be more local in our Gemara. Imishitaram bitel trumasa truma. Right, that was the Mishnah, right, where the Mishnah had said, but if it's before the hafrasha sa truma, so then you can be mevatel l'shliach. But if he already was mafrish, no bitel. So how is this different? It's a problem. So the truth is, this would be seem to be the simplest thing to say, I think, that if it's shlichus, it doesn't make so much sense. However, we must consider the possibility that you can say otherwise, in large part because we shouldn't clearly do. The tour, for instance, was of the opinion, as I said, that you need tzarech sheyebal o shlucho sheyichtevenu, but he also just quotes this Rambam that you can be mevatel the get, and he just quotes it. Straight, no discussion about it. Just quotes it. So he's of the opinion you can be mevatel, even though we're dealing here with shlichus l'shitaso. So apparently you can be mevatel. So the question is how to understand this. I should add that the Ritva also, although it's sort of challenging in the Ritva's language, but the Ritva also already he makes it clear that he thinks this is possible. Although for him it sounds like ultimately the issue is for him lishma. You know, in the Ritva I actually really think it does sound like you need shlichus for lishma. But as far as the shlichus is concerned, if you take a look at the Ritva here, the Ritva was, I mean, the Ra'a was so bothered by this whole issue. How could he even, what's Shaykh Mevatel? He wasn't happy the fact that the Gemara even considers a possibility. So he's trying to explain what was the question here. So if you take a look, V'tiritzu Nero, the Anan Havasakal Daitach, the Kevan Sha'amar La'edin, Mitchilu, Kisvu, the Chasmu, Tnu, Shichuso, Asa'uhu, V'havi Lishma. So that's why I think he seems to be mentioning the two of these together in order to. This is really the view that Rav Chaim attributed to those who hold Mishum Shlichus. Really, it's Mishum Shlichus in order to make Gilishma. So this seems to be what he's saying. The Kol Kama de Lamati Gita Liyata Isha Yachol Levatal Haget Lamar Shetavatal Shlichusa Lamafreya. Vavi Kiilu Asauhu Midaitam Velohavi Lishma Upasal. Vanan Amrinan. Right? So and he goes on to Maskana. But the idea seems to be you can be Mivatal Shlichus Lamafreya. The question is, why is that different than Truma? Here, the Maharaj al-Ghazi was sensitive to this issue. And he suggests something which I think is quite novel, but you at least see he's grappling with this point. This is in the Get Mekushar. If you want, you can actually look, just see he has a good formulation of the problem here. He says, even though it's not adding too much, but he has a nice, concise formulation of the issue. Yesh lachor l'havin d'l'chor s'var s'ramam d'imei s'var d'chukehi d'imei ezetam nomar Beget shenichtav kitikuno v'lishmo v'tzivoy baal kvar nasis ma'isa haksiva legarmi shiyuchel levatlo b'dibur b'amar. The havadai in koach abatal yafe, abal yafe kiim levatal gerishin av aguva digita me'ayin araglayim nitin koach lebal levatlo b'dibur b'amar lehotzi shem get me'elav. V'asher echzali, or echzali, liyashe v'inin hu deram l'shitase azil v'svirle demanda b'inat tzivoy baal hu midin shlichus, the v'kasav dekra abal kai. I mentioned to you that many Achronim assume that Rambam means one or the other. He quotes here the, he says, Kemosha Hiri Charav Michtav Me'eliyahu. When I looked up the Michtav Me'eliyahu, he's not Ma'arich all that much, actually. He just assumes the Rambam says Midin Shlichus.
Michtav
Me'eliyahu, yes. No, not Rav Dessler. Michtav Me'eliyahu on Hichos Gittin. What?
Who wrote that?
Rav something Alfandri. In the
Alfandri?
Yeah, in the 17th century.
Maybe.
He actually, Michtav Me'eliyahu actually does not argue for it at all. He just assumes it. And then he notes later, Shuv Matzasi, in a kind of Shuv Matzasi way, that he sees all the Rishonim actually say, it's not Midin Shlichus, it's Midin Lashma. It's sort of the Tzarchian. I use it like that. So there's no, I don't know why he thinks it's here, but either way, this is what many Rishon, many Achronim assume, that it's Midin Shlichus in the Rambam. V'mkeinu Chalamar. The Asi Shapir, this is where he's explaining it. Sharei ha-vadai k'shemane ba'al shliach ha-sofer shi'chashev k'sivaso k'ilu k'asva hu ha'inu b'tnai. She'yavo get l'chal gershin b'ofen she'gili yarisha. Achim lo yavo l'chal gershin but the shichus am afraid. The matzorich yesh lebal she yeshulcha ba'osak siva. Yachalam again, right? But korchenu lomar the anan sadi the mineyu shliach al tenai. V'chashu kilu amar beferish l'sofer ani memane oscha shliach amenas she yavo get zed leklal gerushin. Then lo yavo is batal shichus. So that's a convenient answer. Right? That would answer this question, right? What's the chiddush here? We have an anan sadi. In a sense, he's saying you really can't even mevatel shlichus afrei. He's simply saying, in this case, you were mevat, you the shlichus really al tanai, and you just weren't mekayim the tanai, and therefore there's no shlichus afrei. Therefore, it wasn't you, right? The tzivoy baal is nisbatel here because it was only al tanai. Okay, I mean, it would answer the question if it were true. It's a chiddush to say the Rambam doesn't say anything about tanai, nor does anybody else really. So I think the alternative is to say something a little bit different, which is really based, I think, on two propositions. First, that ksivas aget is understood to be not a standalone legal act. It's recognized as being directed towards and as culminating in the nesinas aget, right? V'chasa v'nasa. There's even a principle that it has to be, there's no mechusar, it has to be, there's no mechusar maisa. If you were to be kosev al-keren apara, you'd, and then cut it off, it would be no good, right? If you were to write it on mechubar, no good. Because there's some act that has to be done to the get between the ksiva and nesina. So the ksiva is recognized as being a prelude, in a sense, to the nesina's a get. And what that means, we would argue, or you would argue for this position, I think, is that the gemar hadavar, this is sort of what the Tosas' language is, the gemar hadavar, the telos, in a sense, of the task given to the shliach, the ksiva, is really, in a sense, the nesina's a get liyada. Even though that part of it wasn't given to him, wasn't tasked to him, nonetheless, that's really the culmination of his own maisa. A, that's proposition A. And then proposition B, you have to be mechadish here, that the reason you cannot be mevatel shliach in the case of truma la'achar shehifrish is not because you can't be mevatel shliach after he's already completed the task. No. In theory, one could. The problem is you cannot be mevatel after gemar hadavar. And the nafkamina being that where you completed the task, the shliach completed the task, but it wasn't that task, wasn't the gemara davar, you're actually in a position to be mevatel that shlichus l'mafreya. I think that this is an interesting approach, and I think it clearly must be what the...
Is it even considered l'mafreya at this point?
I think so, because he did write the get b'shlichuscha. Meaning, if you were just to say at this point, so now he's no longer a shliach. Meaning, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, the classic case of Rabbi Yochanan, we don't know that if it's l'mafreya or not. Maybe it's just Mikanal Abba. He hasn't yet, you know, there's a classic case in the Gemara where you haven't yet given the get over, let's say.
I'm saying if the Shlichus was to write the get leading to the eventual Nesina, is that get, meaning that get as a standalone thing, is not going to have any, it's only that get in the context of the, what's it called, the Nesina. So once you're in Vatel, the final step, does that get have any value? Do you have to say
but you have, I mean, but it was still written Bishlichuso. I mean, all you need for, you know, what we're saying now is all you need for the kasher get is to be done to shlichusa, and that you had. So I think you have to, in order for this not to work, you have to say, well, he's been invited to shlichusa. My friend, like the Ra'a says, yeah.
Before, I mean, you cut off the shlichus halfway through. Everything before that's going to be considered now good.
I think you'd be hard pressed to argue then that why should so fine. So you're invited to shlichus from now on. So, but the get was written to shlichus. When he wrote the get, he was a shliach. He's doing your shlichus, right?
I haven't learned like enough of the sugyas of shlichus though.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd have.
If you're mevatel something halfway through a task, to get to, you know, if you were hiring for an entire task,
right?
I guess halfway through the stuff before.
So it wouldn't be completed. But the question is, what about can we say that what it was? I mean, here the point is, here what you need to say is he wasn't doing the b'shlichus when he wrote it. So it is. Right. This is why the Ritva even says that Yachol Levatal get Lomar Shet Devatal Shlichuso Lemafreya. Yeah. I think this approach clearly assumes, in terms of Bittul, just to connect it with the Bittul topics that we discussed, that Bittul isn't withdrawing the necessary support, right? We have two models of understanding Bittul or Rabbi Yochanan. One, it's simply you're withdrawing, it was only whatever process we're discussing was required or your continued support, and that you're withdrawing. That's one way, and that's what we call Tafsaka, right? As opposed to saying, no, you're actually, this is a mechanism of Bittul, of nullification, of neutralization, of undoing. Clearly, what we're saying here is this is a mechanism of Bittul. And we're saying, in principle, this mechanism of Bittul can work with Mafreya, and even if the process has already been completed. Practically, however, whether or not it's within your power to do Bittul, that depends, that requires that you still be a Bailim, in some sense, over the process. So it happens to be that in the case of Truma, once you've executed the task, so now you're no longer a Bailim over the process. It's true for us, regardless of whether or not, nothing you have to say about it anymore. This is already done. In the case of Ksivas Get, what we're saying is, so you're a bailim over the whole get. The fact that you haven't yet completed the maisa means that you're still sort of in the driver's seat. So then you have the ability to, you know, to dictate that you're now being mevatel mafreya the shlichus. That seems to be you're undoing the minoy that you did in the first place. So that's what I think you would say for this view. By the way, in terms of what Lamaskana is true, if you look at the Ritva, because the Ritva paskins against this, he thinks you cannot be Mevatel. He was trying to explain why the Gemara thought this was a Shaila. It could be that it works on Afreya. This is a topic that some Achronim have a discussion about, whether or not it works on Afreya. When, in the case, let's say, of the get, where you send somebody to give the get, and he hasn't yet done it, when I say forget it, does that actually, is considered as if I never appointed him in the first place, or no, you appointed him and now you're stopping it? So, in this view, it's clearly, it works l'mafreya. The question is l'maskana, according to these, you know, to the Ritva, the name of the Ra, that we reject this view, that you can be mevatel, the tzivu hebal, l'mafreya. Is that because you can't do l'mafreya, or is it because you can't do l'mafreya once the task is completed already? So, it's not so clear in the Ritva. In any event, that's in terms of the issue of shlichus. What about tzivuy midin sfiras divrei hebal? So here, I think, it's quite understandable. What we're saying, what we'd explain for the Rambam is as follows. The get, what is the get? It's a written expression of the Ratzon Abal. Right? It's the Divrei Abal, but instead of just saying them, it's written up in the get, as a get. Now, as a written expression of the Das and the Ratzon of the Baal, it has a status of Dibur. It's merely Dibur. It's his expression of what he's, of his Ratzon Magarish. Right? It happens to be, you need to write it up, but it's written up. It's his words, in a sense. So it's exactly the equivalent of Dibor. If you want, you can retract. Right? Asi Dibor, Mevatel Dibor. You're simply retracting that as a statement of your Ratzon. Right? So in that sense, it makes a lot of sense. You don't get into any Mafreya problem here. Now, this is a Mukrach, meaning even if you assume that it's Sivay Baal, as we did in Sphere's Divrei Baal, it's not Mukrach to say that you can also be Mevatel it. I think one could have objected for in one of two ways. You could say, on the one hand, first, that once there's already a chalos get, so it has a more settled character. It's not just dibur ba'alma. It's actually a dibur which has been converted in a sense into a maisa. It's written up already. You know, once you've published it, so you're no longer in control of it. You could have said that. You could also object, I think, in a sharper way that the point isn't that it's harder to retract once it's already written up, as opposed to just verbalized. I think the reason you might object to this is you could say that the retraction doesn't undermine internally the character of the get as a chetza, representative of Ratzon, the Das Abal. You know, as you can be chozer, what you can be chozer from is that being current. It's not current anymore. The will expressed in that document, which is yours, does not align anymore with the will that you would express now. But it still is your will expressed in that document. It's just, as I said, not current. So you can be chozer from its being a current expression of your will, but you can't be chozer from its having the status as an expression of your will, the nafkamina being, that should the stars align again and you decide, in fact, you want to go through with it, so that's perfectly good to use. Now, the Rambam's response to this, I think, would be one of two, sort of dovetailing with how we understand Bittul Rabbi Yochanan as sort of a hafsaka or a Bittul. He could say that the get's function is to represent, I would say, the haschalas haratzon legarish that culminates in the nesinas a get. So it, by definition, has to be current. right? If at some point it's no longer the case, so then it's not that it's not in the end, and you decide it. But then, you know, after thinking about it three times, so then you come back to the Ratzon, you do want to divorce her, but that's no longer the Ratzon. It wasn't the Haschalos, that Ratzon is not represented in the get. Following? Meaning what has to be expressed in the get that is used to deliver is delivered to the Isha, is the Haschalos, the expression, the initial expression of the of that Ratzon which culminate, which is propelling the get, the Nesinus again. Okay. Meaning I'm giving you a document which, you know, this is the end process of something, a will which I've expressed in this get. Well, if it's not, if in the meantime I had changed my mind, and I said I want this get to be butal and wutal and doesn't represent me anymore, so that's not, so this new ratzon in a sense is not being represented. This is a skull of a ratzon which isn't culminating in the sina.
You only have one get per ratzon, meaning
yeah, it's a process. Because of an ratzon, you need a sort of a continuous incentivating that ratzon of the ksivus again has to be that. The Ratzon which is culminated in the Nesinus Get. If in the meantime you change your mind, so then fine. So now you're at square one. And the Get doesn't represent that. Alternatively, you might say perhaps you don't need it to be continuous. If we were doing Gittin, we'd discuss more of the Ksiva Nesina relationship, connection. A number of different things that are interesting about it, but for now we'll just leave it at that. But the alternative is to say that perhaps, let's say, it doesn't need to be continuous. But the idea is sort of a more of a nullification, bittul idea, right, that you're still in the control to the extent that you can nullify and neutralize it as long as it hasn't yet been given. And the idea there would be, you know, if you're talking about publishing, so really the publishing of this document is really the Nesinus Get. So until then, it isn't under my control. It's a first draft, in a sense. Meaning it doesn't have to be continuous, but if I actually, but I'm in control, if I want, I can torpedo it. It's only out of my grasp once it's already given over to the Isha. At that point, I can no longer take it back. But until then, I'm in the process of writing it, in a sense. Again, not that I... Hafsaka wouldn't be enough, in that sense. It doesn't have to represent my Tchilas HaRatzon culminating in the Nesina. But the point is that if I choose, I can actually torpedo it. I can be mevatel, I can nullify and neutralize it. So that could be another way to look at it. But I think that this... If you just had the Ramah here, I think this is, until the last line, consistent. The Ramah, I think, gives impressions in different places in Shas, some of them I have here, what he thinks Sibwa Evals, Midin, sort of different impressions, but if you just had here, it sounds like I would say it's consistent with the Rambam, either way, the formulation's good. So he says, V'chitema adarabe ki hechit degabe maos, ibatlinhu lemaos lo havi bitl, right, what the Ramban actually said, V'hadar makish behu zimnach risa havi kudushi, gabe get nami afgad de batle mitoras get, ihadar garish behu lavi gerishin. So his response to this, right, to the, isn't this, how is this different than changing, saying it's not money, if it's money? Midami gabi maos, ki havu mamono le kedusha behu, lavmach masay debao, di isha havu. Alar kruchayu, nami mamono havu. Never had anything to do with you. Mishim hachi, lo matzu levtule, ela nesina, the only thing you have a say over is the nesina, the talian, but the tayu debao isha. Vaksivas aget, the maisa de tali bedaita debao hi, di lo nichtav midaita debao, shem gerisha isha, lo havigita kedibor dami. Vasidim ravatal dibor. So I think that sounds something like what we're saying, and if you a little bit more also in the Chiddush Miksav Yad, the Ramah and Gittin, if you take a look, there's a good line there. He says, "V'afil kasvei baal b'ksav yado kaven de lo hava gita ad kasav la the shem gerushin ma'isa shetali b'machshav dibru the kaven de hadar batle my the avid shakle my the avid shakle." All right, I'm not sure it supports specifically the Ramah. I just think that the idea that it's, you know, representative. It was representative of your das. That's what it was. Now you're taking it back. It's not the case anymore. Okay, so that's, I think, the simple answer for the Rambam, who actually held the Shita, that it wasn't for him, he didn't lishma or shlichus. In a chanam, you have an issue with that, perhaps. It was midin tivoy baal, and you can just take it back, midin asadim radadim. What about, however, the lishma? So this is what the Ramban, except at all, are targeting, right? Because they assume that tivoy baal really was midin lishma. It's consistent with the Shita in Gittin, and that's really what they're targeting here. Meaning, what they're arguing, it's clear that the argument is formulated l'shitasam, right, that this is working midin l'shma. I'm quoting here the Ramban in Gittin Lamed Beis, but he says substantially the same thing here. His question is, lo masabar li mishum didal gabe get gufei lo shayach bitol, shkeven shenechtav v'nechtam l'shma, meaning he's responding to this, is why I say everybody agrees the point of departure here is really tzivoy baal. Meaning he's thinking, okay, I'll say, well, Tzivoy Baal. No, Tzivoy Baal, it's still not Shayach Lebito, because since it was written, Lishma, Akrochenu Kasher, Lizgarish Bo. Obviously, it's Kasher. It was properly produced. So it's not Nitan Levato. So this is what he's arguing. The argument seems to be, you know, sort of, Maida Hava Hava. It was done. It's written. It was Lishma. Nothing you can do about that anymore. So, in terms of whether or not one can disagree with this, the Torah Skin assumes that you obviously can't. This is a Raya, this is a Kasha Shein Ola Tshuva. You can't disagree. If you hold that Tzivoy Baal is important for Lishma, and that's the reason it's necessary, then it cannot be the case that that you would say that you can be Mivatel to get, and therefore he thinks that the Rambam, he's another one of the Achronim who argues the Rambam is Midin Shlichus. He says, oh, the Rambam is Midin Shlichus. Shlichus is also hard to explain, as we noted, but perhaps you have a better shot. But is this obvious? So I think the answer is no. I think it's quite possible to say otherwise, and I think, in fact, it's likely that Tosfos and Gittin did. And particularly, as well, considering that the Rama, I think, held that you can be Mivatel, and also he gives indications that he thinks other places that Tzivoy is Midin Lishma. I quoted it there. The Raman Gittin Chafez sounds like he just thinks that it's what the other Shem say. He basically has the same lines as the Rashba. It's Midin Lishma. So I think to explain this, what we'd have to say is as follows. We could explain as follows. The first thing to note is that there's an assumption that we're making, which is that it isn't that the kosher get comes naturally as a result of a pa'ulas ksiva Lishma. In other words, one could have said that Lishma isn't in any way a property of the get. It's rather a property of the act necessary to create a get. Right? In other words, you could have said that a get is only valid as a get if it was produced by a certain kind of act, an act of ksiva Lishma. But essentially, it's the pa'ula saksiva that requires lishma, that is lishma, and nothing, not the get. The model for this would be Shitas Rabbi Yirmiyah, that Nesina seems to think that Nesina lishma is required as well in get. Venasan, you know, when you give the get, you need to be lishma. So clearly there, we're not saying that there's any sort of chetza that needs to be invested with the character of lishma. It's just the pa'ula that has to be carried out lishma. Now, one could have said that the same thing is true of ksiva's get. In other words, get, a kasher get, follows a maisa of ksiva lishma. If that were true, then it clearly, there's nothing you can, then maida hava hava, what are you being mevatel here? That's clear. What we have to say is that, no, the lishma is a property of the get. In other words, the pa'ula haksiva is required to be lishma in order to invest the get with a character, with a certain character. It's required to give the get that character of lishma. And the question becomes then, what is that character? Is that something which is nitan levatel? So I think in large part, this will depend on the role of Tzivoy Baal in making it lishma. We noted, right, there are two formulations we find in Rishonim. Right, so if you assume, like those Rishonim, the lines in Rishonim that seem to suggest, that the role of Tzivoy Baal is because absent Tzivoy Baal, the sofer just doesn't have kavana. This kavana is just not good enough. He's misupak about it. He's, you know, likely to lose focus. Now, if that's the basis for the requirement for Tzivoy Baal, so I think it's no question, absolutely clear, nothing to be mevatel. It's like, you know, shouting fire and causing everybody to trample and say, oh, forget it. I mean, it had a certain impact, it had a certain effect, it was the effect that mattered. There's no going back on that. I mean, he wrote it lishma. It could be that, you know, you regret having said it, but it caused him to have the proper kavana, now it's lishma. So there's nothing to be loshayach lebittel. I think that's clear. You following? If, however, we say that the reason you need Tzivoy Baal in order to be defined as Lishma is that there's some objective point to it. In other words, the Kavana is fine, but the Kavana of the Sofer in this case was fine. It was Lishma, but it just wasn't, it's not enough. In order for it to be defined as a Get Lishma, it has to be Tzivoy Baal. So then, I think there's what to discuss. And here, I think we can start by understanding what role it has, why it is that it requires Tzivoy Baal, what this means. And I think what we can suggest is that, Adam, you look a little, right? The Tzivoy Baal is just not defined by definition. It's not Lishma if it's not the Tzivoy Baal.
First said that it's about Kavona. Can we even consider the possibility that Lishma is now a property of the get itself? At least the guy with the Tzivoy Baal?
It's a chefza shel get that was written. In other words, it would be sort of, you know, written with them in mind. So that succeeds in creating a certain kind of sefer krisus lishma, you might say, right?
So if the tzibur is only to cause kavana, why should that characterize the lishma at all, whether or not we can be mevatel it?
You wouldn't be mevatel it. You wouldn't be able to mevatel it, that's what I'm saying.
Why not?
Because it was written with that character. Meaning, if the only reason you had any input out of here at all is because without your input, the poor guy wouldn't have been able to focus properly.
Meaning you're assuming
so
that
it's not something which is now subject to your meaning. It's
that if lishma was,
you don't have to be megarish, but mehtesi, what?
If lishma was never penetrated in the first place by your amira, it's never affected bechlal by your amira or anything.
Well, it's affected only psychologically.
Yeah, but then about you can't be megarish.
Yeah, okay. And I think that's then you understand very well. Maybe that's what the Ramban had in mind. Mashayach levatel here. It was written nechta menechta lishma. I mean, he had the only reason. Right, take the Ramban's line. Eino yodea imi gerashenim. Okay, but. Right, that's why you need Tzivur Baal. So if you have Tzivur Baal, he's your Deish or Gershanu, and now he knows, and he's writing with full conviction. Okay, then you then say, oh, forget it. It was never something which was a subject to your control. It wasn't something that it was, right? It was just a matter of having him properly, all you need forget to be kusher is for the sofer to write it with the proper people in mind. You needed to tell him something in order for that to happen. But meaning just psychologically. Right, so that's the case in Achiyami. It makes no sense to say this should be something that you can pull back on, that you can be vatal. Right, you following? If, however, it's, as I said, an objective point, that lishma is by definition the get is by definition not defined as written lishma if the absence of the tzivui baal, so then I think we can explain we can explain as follows, that what the requirement of lishma signifies is that the get is a personal expression of the Baal to the Isha. Right? Sort of similar to the way we claim for the Rambam regarding all Staros. According to this Yishanim, these Yishanim, one could understand, it's not true of all Staros. It is true of Get, and it's grounded in the requirements of La Lishma. I think what we're saying then is, La changes our understanding of Get, of what we're doing here. Before La, we thought, what we have here is a legal document. It concerns the legal disposition of the Isha as being Bershus HaBaal. Now she's no longer Bershus HaBaal. But that's all this is. Now, if that were the case, so fine, so that's all you have to say. Because of Sefer Krisus Finasim Biyada. La? What is La? La sounds like you're saying you're writing to and for her. Right? The Pasuk says, because of La, you have to have her in mind. It's written to, this is something addressed to her. So what we have here is not a legal document, but a personal message from the Baal to the Isha of Krisus. Right, this is saying Sefer Dvarim, of course, in Beino Leveina. This is his message to her. We're done. Harei Mitar Sachol Adam. The relationship's over. That's what it says. Right. The Ramban actually, I think in the Numa course, I heard
thought
it.
You were taking from modern cultures.
The Ramban has it that the Ribba happens to disagree, but most of Shonim agree with the Ramban here that you have to write in the get. It can't be, let's say, you're giving it to the Av. Let's say. That bitcha hari bitcha megureshes, right? She'ilu begirish ena megureshes shalosha manu begin she'idaber machirim. You have to be medaber imaisha. I would argue that's part of the kasav law, sefer krisus. This is not just a sefer dvarim in the sense of the Rambam. It's a message to her. In other words, the nesinas get, we've discussed this, is an act of shiluach, right? That you're sending her away. The act of shiluach of nesinas get, the way that's accomplished is via the delivery of the personal message of shiluach from the Baal to the Isha. I'm telling you, you have in your hand, we're done. What this sefer krisus is, in other words, is a personal communication of krisus, the missive. And then what we're saying is, for this to be the case, certain things need to be obtained. First of all, the writer has to have written it with them in mind, right? If it were a legal document, it wouldn't matter. Just as long as it says the proper things about the legal disposition, and it's also got the proper names, etc., that should be good enough. Right? But if it's a personal message, then it isn't so. I don't know. I mean, Hallmark cards sort of, you know, lack the personal touch, in a sense. Right? It's something that's written generically, or for somebody else, that's not a personal message anymore. But that's not enough. For it to be a personal message from him to her, it also has to come from him. The sofer has to hear him say it. If it doesn't come from him, it can't be his transmitting to her. Sfiras Dvarim, of course, in Beino Leveina. And I think that this is what the Ramban actually has in mind in Chaf Dalet. When he had this sort of funny, right? The Ramban, when he gives the more objective kind of view of it, this is in Chaf Dalet Beis in Gittin. the Gemara, right, the Gemara had said, this is the, I quoted here in the Numakoros, Ariel will catch up, I guess, afterwards?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. My Taima, right, the Gemara says, why is it that you need all these things, Lishma, where do you get it from? Ikas of Vinasan, Sefer Krisis Biyada, the Pasuk could have said Vinasan, Sefer Krisis Biyada, Havamina Lamute, Haich Kama, the Lo Avilishum Krisis. So then I would have said, fine, so then it has to be Sefer Krisis. What that means is that if you wrote it for the purpose of, you know, of just having a good model of how to write and just having to say these things, that's not a Sefer Krisis. You need to have it Lashem Krisis, that's why, because the Pasuk says, the pasuk says saber krisis. Kasa the garish ishto v'nimlach. Right, but let's say somebody wrote it up for the purpose of krisis and then decided to forget it, and happens to be find somebody who actually has the same name. He has it's his name, it's his wife's name, same names. You would have thought he could use it. Why? Because that's a saber krisis. Ema kasher kasa rachmana v'kasa. Right, says pasuk says v'kasa v'i kasa rachmana. And if you just had it at that, if you just left it with v'kasav, ikasav rachmana v'kasav, havamina lemute haidelo ihu kakasivle. I would have thought that it means specifically to exclude a case where he didn't write it. This is what a lot of Rishonim, this is one of the cases, the Gemaras, that really seem to support the notion that what? You need shlichus aksiva, ihu kakasivle. Right? If I only have v'kasav, I would have said the Baal, that as long as the Baal writes it, it's good enough. Aval Yeshlo Shtei Nashim, and if that's the case, then if you had two wives, same names, so you wrote it, you're fine. That should be good. Diyu Kakasiv La Ema Kasher Kasav Rachmana La Lishma. You need to write it for two and for her. So the Ramban, if you remember, this is where the Ramban has the line. He's explaining it where why it is you need Siwa Ebal, that it's an objective character issue. That's what it sounds like here. It says. Right? So the issue is, so it's not shlichus. You don't need shlichus. So then what's da yu kakasiv le? So he says, first of all, maybe in a chinami, lav dafka. Then he has an interesting havmin. Inami, what does he say? Look what he says. I kasav rachmana v'kasav bilachud. Havamina lav mishum lishma, ela beinan ksivas baal, o shlucho. Aval hashad the kasav la gali av kasav, the lav mishum ksivaso kapit ela mishum sheino karos lishma, ela imkain b'shekasav baal o acher b'shuso avish sheino shliach mamish. So first of all, it's clear it's not an issue of subjective intent, as I said last time. But also, what was going on here? So it's because the ksiv has to be la, so it's now less. It doesn't have to be the baal. What was that? What's going on? I think we can explain it very simply as follows: that before law, as I said, what we thought this was you're drafting a document, a legal document, discussing the position, the disposition, the krisis, fine. The pasuk, which meant, when it pasuk says v'kasav, so it didn't have to say v'kasav, it could have said something else. It could have just said, no, saying sefer krisis v'yada, I understand, it has to be written. So if it says v'kasav, it must be that what? That apparently, the ksivas drafting this legal document, that's part of the process of gerish. Ironically, right? In other words, without the law, I would have said, you know what, this is the kasav v'nasan, apparently part of the process of gerushin is writing up the document. That's why the Torah is mentioning the kasav. When the pasuk says la, the kasav la, so then it changes our orientation entirely. It changes our understanding of what's going on here. What's going on here is that this is a message, what's being written up here, what's being delivered to her, is a message from him to her. It's written to her. Then we understand that all the Torah wants here is that the ksav contain a personal message of krisis to her, and once that's the case, so then that's why the Torah is specifying pulus aksiva, because it has to be that it's la. So then we understand that as long as the dibor is the baal's dibor, so the pulus aksiva, the physical act of writing the get, is not significant. The point is, it has to be that what's being written is the baal's dvarim. Right, so this I think makes a lot of sense. Elav mishum ksivaso kapid, the pu'ul saksiva, elam mishum she'eno karas lishma. It's not a personal missive from him to her. Elam kein b'shekasvo bal o acher b'shuso, ava b'she'eno shliach mamish. It's his words that have to get to her. It doesn't have to be, though, that the pu'ul saksiva that he was involved in. So that's how I think you would understand this. So, you gotta go.
Master Genovese.
Okay. All right, so we'll come back. I think this is quite possibly the Ramban, but as becomes evident when you consider the fact that the Ramban himself thought it didn't make any sense to say Bittul, this doesn't necessarily lead you to the conclusion that you can be mevatel. So we'll come back to that. We'll finish up with this next time.